The number one challenge for small and medium-sized enterprises, SMEs, is the lack of access to capital. Stay with us to find out more about alternative financing options you can consider for your business. Many small and medium-sized enterprises, SMEs, are familiar with the more traditional financing options, including bank loans and debt financing options. There are, however, alternative financing options available, especially if, as a business owner, you do not want to take on additional debt. Export Development Manager at Jampro, Marlene Porter, encourages business owners to look at or access how they are currently doing business and consider alternative financing options prior to sourcing additional funds to pump into their businesses. She says you should look at reducing unproductive and non-essential assets, negotiating longer payment terms, cutting personal and business expenses, and consider outsourcing or contract manufacturing, which will increase productivity.
Some of you may think you have explored everything in terms of how to cut your business expenses, but you can actually sometimes talk to persons and get ideas from them. Many times we want to take on everything at one time, and sometimes we take on this heavy debt, which then kills our working capital flows.
Private labeling is where a brand that is not owned by a manufacturer or producer, but by a retailer or supplier, gets its goods made by a contract manufacturer under its own label.
It allows you to actually use up excess capacity in your space, in your factories. And so what you do then is spread some of the overhead costs and other costs in that way.
Revenue-based financing is where investors inject capital into your business. There are loan-type options under this category where the investor wants to get back their money in a short period of time, such as 4 or 5 years. Factoring is a type of revenue-based financing where the financier purchases credit-worthy accounts receivable in exchange for immediate cash.
That, of course, will give you some working capital. It frees up some of the money so you can do your payroll this week. And you definitely will have to talk about discounting, but it frees up some of your own cash so that you can do other things.
Purchase order financing, which is similar to factoring, is where the financier guarantees the order of a buyer by paying for the product to be manufactured, then taking their share. Credit cards represent an option where a number of companies provide credit cards designed for business use, offering low to 0% introductory rates. However, interest rates after this free or introductory period is often double-digit, so only those entrepreneurs with the discipline to manage this sort of cash should consider it.
It is an option that we really shouldn't just say no to, but it is something that we have to handle very, very responsibly, because what you find is that when it is advertised for you to come and get a card, you find these introductory rates being offered. But what you must remember is after that period of time passes, you're going to have to come up and pay the normal high double-digit rates like everybody else.
Peer-to-peer or crowdfunding finance can be divided into three types: peer-to-peer lending, peer-to-peer investing, and crowdfunding. Peer-to-peer lending, P2PL, is the practice of lending money via online platforms to unrelated individuals without going through a traditional financial intermediary such as a bank or other traditional financial institution. Peer-to-peer investing, P2PI lending, also takes place online on the websites of peer-to-peer lending companies using various different lending platforms and credit checking tools. Crowdfunding, a popular method of financing, involves funding a project or venture by raising monetary contributions via small amounts donated by a large number of people via online platforms. It is driven by three types of parties: the project initiator, who proposes the idea and or project to be funded, individuals or groups who support the idea, and the online platform that brings the parties together to launch and or fund the idea and or project. Popular crowdfunding websites include FundSMEJamaica.com, Kickstarter.com, Indiegogo.com, and RockTheHub.com. That's where we leave you for today. Join us again next time as we explore other alternative financing options for small and medium-sized enterprises, SMEs.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.